That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia live on Twitter X Spaces for the final segment of each show. God willing, been having some good luck with that recently, thankfully. Syracuse will host Clemson this Saturday at 12 p.m. We're hoping for a big crowd, big crowd there this Saturday. We'll get your predictions before you get our always accurate final score predictions are from us. And so, like I was telling Joe before we opened up, I was honest with him. I told him, hey, look, man, I didn't get a chance to listen to the presser. So was there anything in there? Of course, he said, no, not really. So not shocking. Unless you want to mention about Isaiah Jones, Joe.
Yeah, I mean,
somewhat update.
Yeah, so he said that Isaiah Jones is going to be out for a little while. You know, the press kind of hit up, you know, what's up with Isaiah Jones, and he kind of said, yeah, he doesn't like giving out specific injuries so that the opponents don't know what the specific injuries are, even when they come back, so they can't target those areas. But he did say a lower body injury happened at Purdue, and Isaiah Jones is going to be out for a couple weeks. Also spoke of Joe Moore, who didn't play but was suited. And, you know, obviously he's hoping that gets a little bit better. But the fact that he's suited, obviously, I think tells you, you know, that it's better than what it is worse. Kalen Ellis is still out, still in street clothes during the games, and Trevor Pena played last week, but he's not on the depth chart this week. Don't know if there's a re-aggravation of a hamstring or something like that, but I guess we're gonna have to wait and see. And then they asked about Jeremiah Wilson as well, and obviously we all knew it was some kind of a shoulder thing. I think he got a little stinger, and he said he should be good.
Right.
So that's pretty much what I got from that. Other than that, you know, obviously it was the normal kind of what Dino would say.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, look, it's Clemson. It's not a whole lot that we can tell you that you probably don't already know, but the all-time series with Clemson and Syracuse sits at 9-2 in favor of the Tigers. It was Syracuse that took the first meeting between the two teams in 1996 in the Gator Bowl down in Jacksonville, Florida. 41-0, Donovan McNabb went 13 for 23 for 309 yards. I think he ran one into, and then seven of those receptions were pulled in by none other than Marvin Harrison for 173 yards, two touchdowns to his name. This year will mark 6 years since the dramatic win for the Orange back in 2017. And a couple of changes that we all already know about. But DJ Uiagalelei, despite finishing 22-7 in touchdown interception ratio, he was benched. I mean, he was kind of pulled and put back in a couple different times. He struggled to kind of close games out here and there. And freshman Cade Klubnik, he finished the last two games of the season for Clemson. Uiagalelei, he ended up getting transferred to Oregon State. And, of course, the ACC's leading rusher, Will Shipley, he returns this year after his 1,182-yard season last year. And to top that off, he had 15 touchdowns last year. So the defense last year, it was the three of these gentlemen, Trenton Simpson, Jeremiah Trotter, and Barrett Carter. They accounted for 14.5 sacks, 5 picks, and 5 forced fumbles. I think over 200 tackles too. The only one of those guys that's not returning this year is Simpson, who, well, he's playing in the NFL for the Ravens. So it's a good reason to leave. So far this year, Shipley's averaging 5.4 yards a carry and has amassed 292 yards so far. And not far behind him is Phil Moffa with 35 carries for 235 yards in a massive 6.7 yards a carry. So on the defensive end, of course, it's Trotter Jr. and Carter who are leading in tackles. Trotter with 23 and Carter with 18. And that's to be expected. It's going to be a little bit different, I think, for Syracuse coming into this game. And, you know, with that said, you've got Clemson, who ranks 8th in the country in total defense and 11th in rushing defense. So, I mean, it's on paper, it's going to be a battle. And it's always a battle. I mean, after all, it is Clemson. Clemson's 2-2, but, you know, look at who they played. And it's kind of easy to decipher, you know, kind of what's going on there, right? I mean, Duke's on a tear. Florida State, we all know who they are. And the Duke scores what might put an exclamation point on that. But with that said, you know, it's going to be a grudge match. So I don't know, man. But this team hasn't changed a ton. One thing I would say is that I'm not too worried about Clemson's offense versus our defense. Fair? I mean, I'm not. If I'm going to place a worry, that's not where I'm placing my worry.
That's not the number one worry, no. Yes. I mean, I wouldn't say that would be a worry, so to speak. You know, it's just a situation where if you really look at this team, I mean, I listen to Dabo. I'm a fan of Dabo. I know that, you know, I'm not a fan of Clemson, but I'm a fan of him as the guy, the coach, you know.
High character guy, my
yeah,
opinion.
High character guy, you know. And I listened to his interview today, you know, and he was speaking about how, you know, this, like Clemson, they get everyone's best shot. You know, this is what happens when you're in the championship football
arena
every single year, right? And he said that he's had, you know, 4-0 teams that aren't as good as this team. You know, he looks at it, he says they're 3 plays away from being 4-0, and he's right. They were out rushing and out. I mean, their stats against, you know, obviously like Duke and Florida State. You know, they were winning those numbers, so to speak. It's just they didn't win the turnover battle. And when you have a situation like Duke where they cough it up 2 different times where they're trying to go up and take the lead 14-13 when they're down only 6 points, and then they have turnovers in the red zone. And same thing with Florida State. They were going in to take the lead, make it a 2-possession game, and Florida State, you know, they strip sack, fumble for a touchdown, and then that turned the whole game around. Now you can talk about, I know there's a lot of Clemson fans that are starting to question Dabo, starting to question the coaching staff,
ridiculous
and stuff, right? Which is, yeah. Yes, but that's what happens when you get new coordinators, right? I mean, Venables has moved on to Oklahoma, and you've seen what his defense and the way that he can coach has turned that team into this year. But nonetheless, Clemson, even though they're 2-2, and I know a lot of times it's like role reversal, right? Like most likely, you know, if Syracuse and Clemson are playing and it's a 4-0 team versus a 2-2 team, usually we're the 2-2 team, right? So it's a little bit of a role reversal there, but, you know, he was talking about it. Like, would you rather get an undefeated, confident, ranked Clemson team, or would you rather get a team that's 2-2 and with 6 ACC teams that are undefeated right now? Like, I mean, their chances of even making the ACC championship game at this point are very difficult because 2 of their losses are in the ACC already. So
that's a toss up.
This team's pissed off.
Yeah,
this team is upset because they've played well. They've played good enough. I mean, this defense that they have, they held Florida State to 22 rushing yards, right? And then this is the same type of offense who they have a lot of guys coming back that they ran for over 300 yards against us last year. And the only reason it was close was because of the turnovers and because of our, you know, the fumble that we – Jahad Carter took to the house, right, when they were going in to score. So, you know, is this one of those things where it's a pattern because they're just not safe with the ball, or is this just a happening and they learn from their mistakes and now we got a pissed off team that's a little bit, you know, they've learned from their mistakes and then they don't, you know, give up those type of plays, because we are going to need those type of plays to win this game. So, I mean, really, when you look at it, it's not like, you know, when they have more total yards and more first downs than Florida State and Duke, but they still lose the game because of that equalizer that is the turnover, as Dabo would like to say, then it makes it look worse than what it is. You know, you got these people talking like Clemson's just, oh, they're not Clemson this year. And maybe there's some depth and there's maybe some truth to it, but this is still a championship-level football team.
Very little has changed with Clemson. You had a different quarterback. I think he's better than.
That's why DJ. He took over. Remember, yeah, he took over for DJ this against us last year, and he kept the starting spot for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So.
And now he's the starter, and they still have Maffa, and they still have Shipley. You know, they've been more talented in the receiver room than before, but they still got the guys that can do it. So, Klubnik can run. He can pass a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying he can't pass at all. But overall, it's been the mistakes that have gotten them. And if they clean that up and they come to Syracuse pissed off and play clean, because they've been there. Like Dabo kept nailing it home. Like they're playing the right way. You know, they're not getting overly penalized. They're playing tough. They're staying in the games. They have confidence. Like the only thing is that one thing of turnovers and finishing. I mean, I don't want to – it would be a complete guess, but, I mean, I want to say they have 4 or 5 turnovers this year inside their red zone. It's got to be close to that. So you take those away and add points. I mean, are they even 2-2? Are they still undefeated? This team was undefeated. You're talking about a team that would be probably ranked where Florida State is, 3-4, top 10.
Yeah, if they
– and it's 2-3 plays away. So, I mean, please, as Syracuse fans, do not
– I don't think it's 3 plays away, but – I mean, who knows? The point swing, I guess, it comes into factor there, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you can argue
ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. This is what this is the hand that they're playing. Part of
it, but I'm just saying that if they play a clean game, then they're just as good as Florida State, just as good as any team in the country. So, I just hope the Syracuse fans aren't getting just overly optimistic because we have a better record. They're 2-2. Oh, Clemson isn't what they were. Like, they're still a really good team. A really good team, and I'm kind of surprised of what the spread is, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, what was it? 6.5 or something like that.
I think it started at 9.
I saw it yesterday at like 6.5. What is it now? I imagine it's less than that.
On ESPN right now, I see the FSU -2.
FSU -2. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, FSU was giving us – they were giving us 9 points at home. Sorry. Oh, no, sorry. I'm completely I'm completely lost right now. My bad. I'm like
– You said FSU, and I said FSU. I said FSU, and you said, yeah.
Sorry. It's Clemson -7.
Okay.
So it's moved 2 points. So right now, a lot of the bets are going towards Syracuse. They were going towards Syracuse with the +9, which, I mean, look, we've covered the spread a lot of times against Clemson. We play them tough traditionally. But again, it's the mental aspect of it, right? It's usually Clemson's coming in expecting to kick our butt and ranked or undefeated or something, mm-hmm. and we kind of sneak up on them, right? Or we play them tough. Now, like I said, we're getting a pissed off Clemson team that thinks that they should be better than what they are. And really, I think that this is a turning point game for Clemson, in my opinion.
Well, because, I said the other day, I think this game is extremely important for Clemson.
Yeah, well, because this is the turning point, right? Yeah. Are the players looking at it like, oh, we're 0-2 in the conference, there's no way we can make it to a national championship, because they could also go undefeated, still maybe have an outside chance of making an ACC championship game, but if not, at 10-2, and you go undefeated from here, you're going to be ranked. You could get to a New Year's Day bowl or a better bowl, right? So, I mean, it's what does Clemson want to do? Like, is a national championship in, like, there for them this year with still 4 teams in the tournament? Like,
I don't think so.
So is Clemson going to take that and be upset and no. play not as good, right, or are they going to accept a new challenge and be like, we're going to show the world that we actually are we are Clemson. We're still here.
Their eyes are on a ACC championship. And if they can get more than that, they'll take it. But I don't think it's going to happen.
But, I mean, again, it's two best teams. How many teams are going to get? I mean, I'm not saying that we might necessarily not be there, but, you know, Louisville's kind of got a easier schedule, so to speak. So at the end of the day, I mean, are we going to have more than two teams that have more than one loss? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Tough. That's going to come down to it. But, I mean, for the only reason that they can't lose another one, I guarantee you that. They might be able to sneak in as the second team with two losses, but they can't win another one. Or can't lose another one, I mean. So, you know, do they come in and take it one game at a time and, you know, have the confidence and say we're pissed off and we're going to show how good of a team we are? Or are they going to wet the bed?
Well, I don't see them wetting the bed, so to speak. I don't. But, I mean, it's going to come down to how well their defense plays or how well our offense plays against their defense, in my opinion. I feel like our defense is going to be able to hold strong. I think, like I said, I just think it's going to be a battle. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be close, but I'll give the rest of that later.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, I don't know of them. I looked. I don't know of them being real banged up at any position either. And, you know, I think that they have, if not all of their starters out there, they've got most of them out there. And, you know, here
similar to us, they did have some injuries. They did lose a starting offensive lineman for the year. And I know that Antonio Williams, one of their best receivers, was a freshman last year. I know he did not play against Florida State. And Dabo said he's getting better, but, you know, he really didn't say as to if he is going to play or not. So they could be in the same position as us, as, you know, a starting lineman and their best receiver out. But I'll tell you what, like, and another thing that Dabo said, like, this defense, their defense has been a 4-0 defense, Clemson's.
Yeah, the defense, so that's what I'm saying. They're the one that defense still worries me. I mean, they still have their two best players.
Should worry us.
Yeah, their two best players are still active and hungry. So, and they're excellent. Yeah. Obviously, we know.
And I think that there's a situation too where, I mean, they stopped Florida State. They held Florida State to 22 yards rushing. Now think about that. Florida State has running backs, right?
Yeah,
that
we
are
got,
decent.
We got
Trey
one
Benson.
And a quarterback. One and a quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying, is it's the same thing. Jordan Travis can move too.
Yeah, he can.
He can move, and Trey Benson's a hell of a running back, and they got 22 yards.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining, I mean, I have to, this is just me assuming that Florida State's offensive line is probably better than ours, or at least more talented. I don't know if they, you know, it all depends on how they play and how they scheme and everything like that. But, yeah, just traditionally, this team has given us a difficult time rushing the ball. And traditionally, on the flip side, they really haven't had a problem running the ball against us. Like I said, they had over 300 yards rushing last year.
Yeah, and they got two guys that are going to stay fresh.
Yeah.
And they're equally as good, and they're equally as dangerous. Aside from...
Shipley's a beast.
But Maffa's a beast, too. I mean,
Maffa's a bigger guy that's going to be more difficult. Shipley is a beast as far as he runs hard. He's shifty, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. So... Yeah. You know, they both, you know, have their own skill sets that give us issues or can give us issues. So, again, it's not going to be just a walk in the park, because you can't just look at the records sometimes. And even, you know, though we're only four games in, a lot of that's non-conference, you know, so we still don't know, you know, what's what, who's who, until we figure out. You know, you really don't usually until you get about six games in, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, the first ACC game, you know, it's exciting. It's Clemson. But we'll see. You know, Clemson's had an ACC game. So
two.
They're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, they've probably been tested.
Yeah,
they've played better competition for sure. And the weird thing is here is when you look at their competition, it's like, okay, well, you have Duke and you have Clemson, or Duke and Florida State who are undefeated, and they're probably at a different level than Syracuse. But then the other two teams that they played are definitely not at the same level as Syracuse. So this is that first game that Clemson has in between, you know, a top 15, top 25 team and teams that just are non-Power 5 teams that shouldn't give you any problems. So, see where we go.
See where we go. All right. It's time to hear from you.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House.
All right, you guys know what to do. It's that time of the week where we take to the socials and we ask you your thoughts on the final score predictions for the game this week, Clemson at Syracuse. And we'll start with Twitter. And you know what? I don't know. At OLQs, he just must sit there and wait for us to tweet this out. He knows when it's coming and he sits there. He's at the top every time. 28-13 Cuse. Clemson gets a late score to make the game look closer than it actually was. Donovan Brown with 120 yards receiving. Defense special team gets a TD. All right, here. So here's one thing. I would love, first of all, I'd love Donovan Brown to have a breakout game. That being said, I do agree with the defense of special teams. I feel like he's going to have to score in this game for Syracuse to win. I feel like that's gonna need to be a thing, and I'll just leave that there until it's time for me to go. What do you think, Joe? Are you muted? Oh, hold on, Joe. I can't hear you. There you go. Go.
I was just saying.
There we go. There he is.
I was just saying that. It would either have to be something like that, or the discrepancies of turnovers and penalties and stuff like that would just have to be like really lopsided or one-sided. So, yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. But last year we had a defensive touchdown and still couldn't seal the deal.
Okay, well, Captain Pat thinks we get one each. I'm not sure.
One each, huh?
Yeah. Or maybe saying either or. It says defense / special team gets a touchdown. I take that as both. At No Blanchard, 44, 35-17 Cuse. This Clemson team won't be able to compete with the Mob, and I think we not only win but dominate the Tigers. Dabo is reaping the benefits of not utilizing the transfer portal and being stubborn. This game might be over early. I hope he's right. Okay.
Look,
I hope this game is not stressful in that aspect.
If he's right, then we got to give him major props next game. Because again, going to Florida State Clemson, I know it was a noon game. I don't know if everybody watched it or they just saw the score, how it ended in overtime, but I mean,
could have ended in regulation. It was a missed field goal, wasn't it? That was the one, right?
Yeah, there was a missed field goal, but the only reason Florida State was even in that position was because Clemson was driving and they basically sacked Klubnik. He fumbled, and they ran the fumble back for a touchdown. And that just changed all the momentum because Clemson was going in to take a two-score lead. I mean, Clemson had 25 first downs to Florida State's 16. Clemson also had 429 total yards on that defense to Florida State's 311 on their defense. And like I said, you know, that held Florida State to 22 rushing yards for the whole game. So on 20 rushing attempts, and granted, I think that there is some sack stuff that goes in there that gets added, so that's tough to kind of, you know, it might be a little deceiving of a number, but, you know, nonetheless, I don't see how you can look at the games that they lost and played this year and say, come out with that prediction. I mean, unless it's just a straight-up homer prediction.
Noah's known to be a homer. There's nothing wrong with that, though.
No, there isn't anything wrong with that. And to be positive, absolutely.
Yeah. So, if not now, when 84, I like 21-17 Q's. Schrader shreds their D for one rushing and one through the air. Allen gets one on the ground. Either that or the D gets a pick six. I want a packed dome in that shit loud. Go Q's. So I did see a graphic yesterday. There's plenty of seats left. As of last night, actually, it was late last night. There's plenty of seats left. So, and I think there's even student tickets left, if I saw that right.
Which and is, we definitely need a packed dome as well. We need that place to be loud as shit if we want to have a chance.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be an orange. Are we oranging out this game? Is that the thing? What's the thing, Joe? Is that the thing?
That's the thing, okay. I think. Okay. I think that's the thing.
Okay, I think so.
To do the orange out and then just assume that Clemson fans might just automatically come in and participate.
Yeah. Just confuse the hell out of them.
exactly. Everyone's orange.
Yeah. At Baptized by Fire, 7. It's too early to make predictions, he says. Well, Dom, dude, we do the show on Tuesday or Wednesday. So you're going to have to make a prediction on Monday or Tuesday.
Look, we know we're not going to get any, like, accurate injury reports before this game, Dom. So, I mean,
Dom, we love you, but come on.
We do. What else do you need? What else?
Yeah, when do you want to do it? Friday? Does that suit Dom if we do it Friday?
Knowing Dom, he's probably got some insider on his mail route. The mailman. The coach from Clemson that's going to
get him his
injury report.
The brother of.
Which, if that's the case, then Dom, you better DM us that crap, man.
Yeah, he does.
No, I know.
He gets those weird one-off deals. Oh, on my route, I got this judge. And what he says is, like, a freaking judge? What the hell's going on?
I just think it's great that he actually, like, takes advantage of these people that he meets to, like, pick their brain about, like, those type of things, right?
Look, deliver.
Like, oh, hey, by the way, did you hear about this legal situation?
Dom must get so lonely. He just has to listen. He listens to every podcast, every sports show. I mean, he's by himself all day.
Shitty little postal fucking trucks. Barely running.
Oh, I know. We've heard that too. The thing can't go up. It can't go up hills. He's either got to go downhill or he's got to stay on flat land.
Dude,
so
he's been on there a couple times where I'm thinking in my head, like, how did that pass inspection?
Well, government.
That's what it is.
It's government.
Yeah, Dom, I hope it's got airbags. That's all I got to say.
But what's his prediction?
Doesn't even have a real door.
It doesn't. It's got a pocket door. It's stupid. Syracuse 27, Clemson 20. The mob does mob things. We hold Shipley to under 100 yards rushing. We continue to turn teams over and get fumble recovery and a pick. I think we do get a turnover. You can hold Will Shipley under 100, but can you hold them both? Can you hold the rushing yards under 100? Because that's going to be a feat. Because you can't just take into account Will Shipley here. I mean, Cabe Klubnik he's okay with his legs, but especially you got Phil Maffa. So it's a three-headed monster in a way. And to hold him under 100 would be something else. And I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying that would be amazing. Let's see. Let's do this one.
Agreed.
Right. I miss Eric Dungy. Clemson, no meat on this one, but I'm gonna do it anyways because it's the only one. Yeah, it's the only one I saw. By the way, Clemson 24, Syracuse 13. Okay, now this is if you're on Twitter, if you're on Q's Twitter, she's a
diehard.
Gosh, yeah, to say the least, right? So a realistic diehard. And I like that pick. I got. There's some comments on here. Shame on you and whatnot. I think Todd's in here. Okay, I don't know what he's doing, but Todd's in there. And screw Todd. She need not listen to him. Let's see. At David7W 31-20 Q's. We have a difficult time running against them, but eventually Beck opens it up, spreads it out, and we pull away late in the game. Turnovers will be huge. ACC refs. Will be up to no good as usual. That's a good one. I mean, totally believable, completely reasonable. And if I had to put a buy, sell, or hold on that, I think I'd probably buy that. We might have some complaints after this game. I'm just saying.
Nah, I mean, we have complaints, I think, every
game. I know
game.
We do.
Every
I
game fans have complaints, but it's just kind of like, What level,
yeah.
I mean, we've already seen a couple levels that I don't even think that we're going to surpass again this year. So
okay, well, that's tough. Yeah, All right.
You know, like the one game where Dino was teaching the side ref.
Yeah, when Dino had to officiate the game and he had to call timeouts to do it.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was, I don't think it's going to get that bad.
He was coaching up the refs last game, too, during a timeout. So let's do our buddy Tyler, the new dad. Okay.
Congrats, Tyler.
Yes. Sitting at home with the little one, tweeting away on paternity leave, I assume, at Tyler Morona. 2 A's, 1 O. Darton has a game of his life. Marlowe with 2.5 sacks, and the boys put the nail in the coffin. 27-18 Orange. Okay. I like it. At Cuse Waterboy, yep. 2, because 1 was banned, so he goes with 2. Syracuse 24, Clemson, or excuse me, Syracuse 27, Clemson 24, Mob gets a couple of key takeaways. Schrader, the magician, shows us a few tricks, and Denenberg does boot 2.0. Wins with the clock winding down. I like that. I almost went there myself with that. But I, you know, yeah, at Scooter, is it Scooter, Scotter Photo, Scooter Photo? Anyway, he just says 27-23. He doesn't give me a winner. And then I do not see.
I got a
see,
lot of that on Facebook.
Do you? Okay, well, ignore those. I think, all right, I'm going to defer to you. Let me see if I can find, there's a ton on here. Let me see if I can find something on here, Joe. I'm going to defer to Facebook. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, see, scared to even guess, but I'm going to say 37-27 Q's. Top fan, Michael DeLello. A high-scoring affair with Q's.
Good job, Michael.
A high-scoring affair with Cuse pulling out the win 38-34 in a packed dome.
The packed dome is key to any kind of success.
I think so as well. So, Robert Rayner, I'm liking the Cuse, 27-24. Hope all is well, Rob. Andy Stewart, Cuse 18, Clemson 16, a straight dogfight, ugly offense, amazing defense performances for both teams. Special teams wins the day, field goals and long punts. See, Brother Alex, he's back on giving some meat on the bone.
Okay, good. Well, he listens, so he knows the deal.
So, top fan, Alex.
Oh!
His prom. He got there.
About time.
So, I think Clemson is
coming into a pack. Hold on, I'm sorry. Real quick, I'm sorry. With the top fan thing, it falls off because we fall off, and then you got it. Once we get back on and the season starts, you got to hit it hard to get the top fan status. I'm just throwing that out there.
So, Alex, I think Clemson is coming to a packed dome. It's going to be a loud house, and if the defense comes ready to play, I can see us winning 30-27 Cuse. 5-0, let's go.
It'd be huge.
And then we have, you know, a couple of the normal, because, you know, of course, you know, what do you post, right? Final score predictions for Clemson at Syracuse, right? See, we got, what is it? This one, Greg from Facebook. Syracuse should be able to beat Clemson this time around.
Okay. What's the score?
I don't see one. So
that's not how you play the game. Okay.
And then let's see. Here's another one because this one was good, except for, again, so Brian from Facebook. Clemson is favored by a touchdown on the road. Unfortunately, I think given the loss that they had last week, it's highly likely that they will cover. I hope that we are competitive. I think it's possible that we can win. I hope that we are competitive in each of the next three games and come away with at least one victory. It's not going to be an easy stretch. Wish we had Gadsden. The defense is going to have to overperform this week. It's going to be harder to run. Schrader is going to have to be at the very top of his game with a couple big plays and a couple turnovers made. Syracuse can win, but it's going to be tough.
Okay. What's the final score prediction?
There isn't one.
Brian, by the way, hates us and left us on Twitter. However, go over to Facebook and gave us a like there and does participate. So
yes,
just to show that I don't hold grudges and I don't care what your opinions are. I appreciate it, Brian. But next time, give me a score. That's all.
I mean, at least here, he's not giving a score, but he's saying, you know.
Well, he's giving his prediction on the next three games.
Hopefully, we can win one on the next three.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, the next three games they're key. So, you know, it's a tough stretch. It's the toughest stretch that we're gonna stretch this go through this year. So,
yeah.
I got one, our Boris 9-28-21 Syracuse, Schrader, Allen, Alford, TDs, the Mob seals the deal for the Orange. So I'm going to take that as maybe a pick six to win the game or something to that effect, or maybe they just hold them off at the very end. I like it. A pick six at the end, by the way, would be pretty sick. But that's pretty much all I got on here, on Twitter. I took all the good ones. So, unless you have anything else, Joe, we're going to go into last week's predictions. And boy, oh boy, Joe with the over-optimistic pick. But I love it, Joe. I love the optimism. But 42-14 did not come through for you. 35-17, however, we'll take it. And, you know, I mean, it's not great. Not terrible, though. Right? So, I mean, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Like I said, I think that there was a lot of people that, again, we talked about it on Sunday. You know, the service academies are tough. They play a certain way. And if you don't score early and often and match them and try to make a play to get the lead and you allow them to run the type of plays and the game that they wanted to run, then that's kind of what you see. And we talked about it against UTSA and we talked about, you know, getting out in front of them early and often, but of course we deferred to the second half and we had that conversation as well. You guys can go back and listen, but there's reasons for, you know, both when you look at hindsight, but yeah, we knew they were going to do that. And, you know, we didn't stop them in the first half, which is why it turned into what it turned into. And, if they would have scored like they did in the first half that they did in the second, then I think that we probably would have been a lot closer, to my score. But, you know, we allowed them to play Army football for a half, and that's why it got. And then one 80-yard touchdown late, you know, so that's why it got to where it went. It's all good. A lot of people had us blowing them out. So,
our boy Zach in the Twitter spaces, he requested to speak, but I think there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Here we go. 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 How come this isn't working? Okay, there we go. All right, Zach, unmute yourself, my guy.
Can you hear me?
I can. What's up? Zach, what's a big, on, big, big football fan, Zach is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like there's more drama with football than freaking basketball until recently.
True.
It's true.
That's how I became such a crazy football fan. I always just felt like there was more drama involved, you know, because we're always just clamoring to even be relevant.
Yeah, well,
fortunately, we're starting to be again.
I mean, it's on its way up, dude. It's not bad.
Isn't it crazy when you actually have patience with a coach and you let him figure it out?
Oh, yeah. Happen? If it was up to Syracuse fans 3 years ago, he'd have been gone already. And who knows? We could be on number three at this point. Since, you know, who knows? So, yeah.
No, we talked about that for a long time. Yes. We didn't want it to be a revolving door of head coaches. Like, give him more than 3 or 4 years to make something.
Yeah. Well, good point.
You know what I always say is, like, in the 80s with what was his last name, Maroney?
No, McPherson?
McPherson. I'm showing my age because how young I am. But they freaking, you know, they let him figure it out. And, of course, then we started our dynasty. So it's like, you know, I'm glad that they actually – I kept saying that to people. I'm like, if you just let these guys figure it out, you know, talk to Nebraska or insert, another, you know, Florida or Auburn right now about doing a revolving door. It doesn't usually work out.
Yeah, no, I feel like they've given Babers his due diligence. And I feel like just with the group, with the recruiting and with the coordinators that he's put together, especially this year, I feel like he's shown that he can do it. I mean, I think he's pulled through. I think he's definitely worthy of a few more years.
Well,
don't
with
you,
that patience with McPherson, I mean, it turned into he ended up going on and moving on, but then we, you know, get past Scaloni and he carries the torch.
Pasqualoni wasn't bad either because it was built for him, right? So and he stayed for a while too.
Right, and he created the dynasty that we grew up watching in Syracuse football when we were younger. I think then, you know, I don't know how old you are, Zach, but when me and Sean were younger, they were a great team, and we watched them fall into the abyss.
Well, they beat Clemson in the 1996 Gator Bowl 41-0. So
yeah, that was when that's when we were more established than Clemson, though, as a program.
Yeah. What you got, Zach? I didn't see you on Twitter. You might have had something on Facebook. What are you looking at for a final score prediction, bud?
My life's been crazy. It's been a while. It's been like almost 2 years since I've talked to you guys.
That's crazy that we're even still around. Listen to this.
Dude, when I started listening, it was when we beat Clemson.
Oh, was it? Okay, so that's coming up on – that's 6 years ago this year.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I remember when – it's crazy. We'll get to the point here, but when Gio first started listening, he first like DM'd and his mom first allowed him on Twitter. I think the kid was like 14 years old. Like his voice was just changed.
He was in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. This kid's in college now. He's like the voice of the Hokies. Like what the hell? And he's like a stud. He's a kid's a total stud. And it's like, I mean, where the hell did time go? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still doing this stupid podcast. Like, what the hell? Are we there?
Yeah, but I want to say that you guys did. You guys have cultivated a good little core group of people. I'll tell you right now, I was so distraught when the green room ended because, you know, you guys really found a little niche with this whole being able to talk to people. I will say that the chat was so much fun last year. Oh, my God. It got freaking crazy.
That's true.
The green room chat was great.
Oh, my. It was infamous. Whoever wasn't in there, you guys really missed out.
We used to try to draw people in with that aspect because it was funny because you wouldn't hear what was going on, obviously, and we'd just be laughing because we're both looking at the feed because it got that stupid. But anyway.
No, it got stupid, but at the same time, it's like we're doing this show and we got – people listening and then we're all kind of just talking shit in this other room that nobody else can see.
Like, yeah, it broke my concentration, to be quite honest with you. I lost concentration numerous times for that. So
and then we brought some of that conversation onto the podcast. I mean, it was
I enjoyed it. Yeah, and it can happen here too.
That's where I was really bummed about. I'm gonna get to my prediction, but I just want to say that's where I was bummed about last year with us getting the injuries is that I don't feel the hype right now with this game. I have convinced 7 people to go to the game, so I'm doing my part. But I'm not feeling the hype quite like I was last year. You know, I don't know why there's so many tickets still available. I can't believe it's not sold out yet.
I'm a little baffled myself.
I can't believe it. On one end, I do get it because we just get let down constantly. Like, we start showing promise, and then we just crater. And I was at wit's end last year. Keep calling me back in, but you know, I hope we can put it together this year. Wouldn't it be great after Clemson and Florida State did all this whining about funds and money not being fair for them, that if it was us and Duke in the championship game and we got all that money,
it'd be quite ironic.
That'd be very funny.
I want nothing more than just a league championship game this year, even if we don't win. I just want to be in the championship game. So with that being said, I would say that I think the score is going to be Cuse 28, Clemson 17. I think we win it. I think we've had their number on our backs. Dino is seasoned. That my pointer, my German Shorthead pointer, thinks so too.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, we heard that.
I just think that we've had their number. It's about time we freaking beat them again. We came so close so many times. I think this is the year we do it. I really do. And I think that this is going to be what gets people, you know, start taking notice again. And I'm so mad that they moved that stupid Pitt game to New York City. Keep the games local. That's what college football is about. It's not about all these freaking stupid gimmicks. I can't stand it.
I know. It's stupid. I agree. Home games should be home games for the team. There's a team getting screwed. So
yeah.
All right. Well, look, real quick before you go, you into the walleye or what?
Into the what?
Into the walleye. You a walleye?
Yeah, I'm more of a deer hunter.
That's, okay.
That's actually why I didn't renew my season tickets this year. I want to be in the woods a little bit more, but I am going to Clemson this year.
Okay.
And well, I will say that last year was about the most fun I've ever had. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're on the fence about going to the game, which you probably have been to plenty of games if you listen to this podcast, but
true.
It's so much more fun. I think it's way more fun than the football game. I mean, the basketball games. It's just the energy is just constant, and people go nuts, man. Last year when we beat NC State – oh, no, I'm sorry, the Purdue game. When we won the Purdue game, me and these guys were talking all game, and we literally tackled each other and, dogpiled on top of each other after the game, after we won.
There's a little bit more emotion and excitement wrapped around football games, I feel like. It depends on the situation, but I could see that. So – all right, Zach, look, appreciate you, dude. Don't be a stranger to the spaces now, okay?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys can still keep this aspect of it going.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy too, man. Take care, man, all right?
All right, you guys have a good one,
buddy. All right,
bud, you too. Bye. So with that said, Joe, and thank you, Zach, with that said, I won. So we're 2-2 going into the Clemson game, okay? And I'm not real proud of my prediction. I'm not. And part of me feels bad, but by the way, I'm going to receive, so you can go next because you lost and I won. And normally in a real game, I'd defer, but this isn't a real game. It's just for fun. Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Well,
thanks for that explanation.
I just kind of started going into it. Look, I think that this game's going to be close throughout, but eventually I think Clemson pulls it out. And, I had actually been real prideful of not scratching out scores and redoing them, but I have a different score than what I had before, but it's still a Clemson win. And I was on the fence because I wasn't real sure what Clemson, if Clemson was going to be able to keep it together, but I feel like it's more dangerous in an aspect, like we talked earlier in the show about having a team like this come into the dome and have to some aspects, they have more to prove than we do. And to come in and take Syracuse out is going to be, number one goal for them. Obviously our number one goal is to beat Clemson, but I'm just saying that I think that this defense becomes a problem, and I just hope that really everybody can escape this game unscathed on our side of the ball. But I got 31-24 Clemson. So as of right now, Syracuse would cover. Huh? What? What?
That's the exact same score that I have.
Is it really?
Yes. I will change mine.
Okay. Well, you can keep it. We can draw. We can go 2-2-1. I mean, if that's what you really think.
No.
Here's my thing, man. Like, I don't think our defense is going to have a huge problem. Well, look, they're going to have a problem. This three-headed monster in the running game is going to be a problem. With that said, once the focus gets put on that, that's how we're going to get burned. And I feel like our secondary is good enough, but it's just going to be, this is so much more dimensional than any team we've played. They're so athletic in so many spots and areas that I just feel like we can't focus on everything. And I feel like we're just going to get burned out. But I think it's going to be a grudge match to the end. And it's going to be a late win for Clemson, but it's going to be a win. So that's what I got.
All right. Yeah, I mean, again, I was kind of going back and forth between a couple, and then I was going to go with that if I was given the chance to go first.
Oh, you should have won last week.
Oh. No. No, I'm very similar, and again, I just – this just watching what happened last year with having four turnovers and playing as good as we did in the first half, to watch them come out with a second string freshman quarterback and then hurt our first. It's just that whole game last year, just it was tough because I looked at it like, if we can't win this game, you know, and I just think that they're just in a better situation this year. I honestly think that if we don't get a couple things cleaned up, then I think that it could be a long day for us possibly. I think that it could, that Clemson could probably easily cover if we don't play the way that we should play. One thing I do know is that Clemson knows they can't have those turnovers, and I can't tell if it's a happening or if it's actually a habit at this point. And so with that, I'm going to keep it close, and I'm going to go Clemson 31, Syracuse 27.
All right. So you're just going to squeeze it in. 31-27. So,
yeah.
Look, and I mean, that's, it's not popular.
Kind of where I was going back between.
Yeah, I know.
I had 31-34 with Clemson and somewhere between 24-28 for us.
My first score was 31-28 Clemson. So, but after doing some research and reading a few things and looking at the stats and kind of looking at the last couple of games, I don't know.
I get it.
Okay. So
it's probably not going to be popular.
It's not popular. And I'll tell you what.
A lot of people, I don't think there was only one or two comments.
There was two on Twitter yep. that chose Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know it's not popular and it's not about being popular. It's about being right. And I'm not going to sit here and I don't do the show to pat all the fans on the ass and tell them, you know, yeah, Syracuse is going to win every game, because that's it's a lot of what we see, and it's just not a thing. So,
right.
With that said, this doesn't stop Syracuse from going to a bowl game, and it's not going to stop Syracuse from getting one of the next couple games maybe. And by the way, looks like UNC is going to be a 3:30 kickoff, and so yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to make it a day trip from Va Beach and leave after the game.
Nice.
So I got it because tickets, right? And so I was waiting an extra day for tickets, but to see if they would go a little cheaper, because they've dropped a little bit since I first started looking. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'll deal with that here shortly. But
well, yeah. I mean, I think that we're gonna talk and figure that out, and I think that we can share the plans on Sunday's episode.
Yeah. Yep. And then look. You know, we're not going to go undefeated. That's the thing you got to remember. You know, bleed cubes.
You want to.
Yeah, you want to, but it's.
You can dream big. Yeah. It's not bad to dream big.
No, not at all. But I'm more kind of a realistic guy.
Mm.
It's like some people are like, the glass is half full. Some people are like, the glass is half empty. And I'm like, that glass is full of piss. I'm realistic. It doesn't matter if it's half full or half empty. It's full of piss.
Why doesn't? Yes, it does.
Look.
I mean, I guess it's filled to the same, right?
Right.
Doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
I don't know where it's piss. I don't know where piss came into this, but
I don't. I'm just saying. I'm trying to be realistic here.
No,
but it's not. It's not popular, especially when you know you have a podcast and you got to try to be. I'm not a cheerleader. So that's.
I mean, that's. I guess my whole thing is you can be realistic but still dream big, right? And just, I mean, hope.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I love being wrong in these.
100%. I've been wrong before. And is there an opportunity? Of course, because we're still undefeated. But is it probable? Probably not. Doesn't mean that we can't sit here and cheer for them to be undefeated every week. So. Is what it is. I mean, even if we were to go, oh, I mean, there's some people that are like, oh, we want to go 1-2. I mean, I didn't think we were going to be 4-0 at this point. I don't think a lot of people did, especially in the beginning of the year. And then when you go ahead and you look at it, we see that there's some teams that in the ACC that we were a little bit more afraid of in the beginning of the year when we were talking about our preview versus now we kind of see them in reality, right? So, coming into the season, I was more worried about Wake Forest than I was Georgia Tech, and here we are. Georgia Tech just beat Wake Forest at Wake Forest by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh hasn't looked good. Boston College, we thought was going to look better. They don't look that great. So Virginia Tech doesn't look great. I mean, now that we're four games in, we're starting to see now when we, you know, through these next 3 weeks, we're going to be able to get a good kind of gauge of where we are compared to top 25 teams. And then obviously we'll know three more games about our next five opponents. But
you got to break it down in thirds.
You got to break it down in thirds. But at the end of the day, I mean, we could lose these next three games and still be in the same position that we were, you know, Eric Dungy's senior year.
Yeah. Shane, unmute yourself if you would like. And say your piece, buddy.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We got.
So this might sound a little bit silly, but my score prediction hinges on the atmosphere that's going to be at the Dome this Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm a little scared of the fact that, you know, it could be not great, especially because the athletics department is doing their part in trying to promote this game, even, you know, as of this morning, putting up tickets at 40% off, which is, in my opinion, just ludicrous to try to promote this game. You shouldn't have to do that. You know, we're 4-0. We're up against a team who's won the national championship twice in the past 7 years. But I guess it's the situation we are in now at Syracuse football as a school. But it hinges on the atmosphere for me. If we get a really great atmosphere, I could see us win this game. But I don't think that's going to be the case at the moment.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, it doesn't, like I said, I saw last night that the seating chart, and it was still, there's still plenty of seats to be had. And I saw today that there was even students' tickets to be had, and the price has dropped. And, you know, this isn't.
Well, we saw that tweet from Waterboy, right? Because he said something about
it was a tweet from
going to happen, right?
Because
he was talking about how people didn't want to come to the, you know, the games early on because of possibly the competition, or they didn't know how good they were. And then he's like, watch, we're going to go undefeated. A good team's going to come in. Then they're going to just raise the tickets, and there's going to be a bunch of people complaining about the ticket prices. So maybe that's the reason why. I feel like that might be a good reason why. I don't know for sure, because, I mean, Shane, you're there on campus, so you know kind Shane's, of more yeah. on what's going on there. But I'm right there with you. I mean, you're undefeated. You got Clemson coming at home. You shouldn't have to do anything to promote these tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's too bad. And I mean, even when you do promote them and no one still shows up, like, what's next? Like, what do you have to do? It's just not how it wasn't. I mean, it's recent history has been like this. Since we've been doing this show, it's been like this. And that's been going on. I mean, it's 8 years.
Well, yeah, and it goes back and forth, right? And then, you know, what happens if you lose the Clemson, right? Then you have two road games, the UNC, FSU. Next thing you know, you're 4-3 before you come back to the Dome. And now the Gen Pop of Syracuse has another reason why they don't want to go to the game, right?
Yeah, well, because they rely so heavily on the community. It's just, you know, it's one of those things.
The fans have been doing their thing, 100%. Especially the last 2 years, I've noticed the fans have really upped their game. And I heard that they're even doing some type of like camp out.
Yeah, they're doing a Clemson camp out.
From like, from Friday to Saturday. So, mm-hmm. You know, the fans are bringing it. It's the community. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, things changed. That's changed, you know, and not for anything, like you and I, and you know, you've been to plenty of games and you move out of Syracuse. I mean, how many people have done it? I know a lot of people who have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just in my little orbit, you know, growing up. So,
Shane, do you go to the games? You work.
Shane's a Newhouse student, by the way. We should mention Shane. You can unmute yourself again. You're still in there if you want to respond. Okay. Shane is a Newhouse student, so he's in the broadcast school, and I'm sure he's around the games.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, you know, and there's a lot of
privy to what's going on.
Exactly. So it doesn't get much easier to get a ticket than it does in Syracuse right now. So with that said, I'm looking at Clemson. Unless you want, you know, nosebleed in a far corner, you're not going to pay less than $40. Or not Clemson. Did I say Clemson? UNC. Unless you want a nosebleed in a far corner, you're not paying less than $40. So, you know, I mean, you can get a good ticket for 60. I think they're 62, but you know, once you add fees to them, now they're 90. So,
yeah. But what is Syracuse?
Well, according to I mean, according to Dominic, if you go through the 44 club thing and you pay the 44 bucks,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how much.
I don't know.
Syracuse Clemson.
I have no idea. Tony, if you want to weigh in, you're out there. He's probably on the elliptical. But but I'm not sure exactly what tickets are, and I'm not sure how they work it. You know, you go through a box office, you go through SeatGeek. It's
basically they'll outsource it. Why do the main people have to now just have a middleman to screw the little guy more?
But here's the thing, though. It's the ticket's the same price. What SeatGeek does is they lower the ticket price and they add these fees, and then the box offices, they just are like, well, here's our price, and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? And it's usually around the same price. Tony, when you get connected, go ahead. Oh, there you go.
Hey, you guys hear me?
Yep. Gotcha.
Hey, sorry, I'm in Costco with a little one. No, I'm not on the elliptical. I wish I was. Got to get expensive diapers and eggs and juice pouches for Cutie here.
Well, there you go. I hear that freaking cart rolling. You got a wobbling ass wheel. You need to take that thing to the service.
I know, man. I got to grease up, bring some WD-40. I would get some here, but they sell like an 18 pack for like $30. I don't need that many.
You got lube in your pocket.
Sounds like damn Dom delivering mail.
There's always time for lube, boys. Always time.
Okay. So what are the tickets going for in Syracuse?
Okay, so if you call the SU box office directly, because I had to buy a ticket for my beautiful wife who decided, hey, I now want to go to the Clemson game plus two other games. My season tickets are $99. I spent $61 on the Clemson game alone. I'm like, I should have just brought you a season ticket. It would have been so much cheaper in the long run. But, you know, women don't think ahead like that. So it is what it is. But, yeah, $61 to the Q's box office directly. Vivid seats and nosebleeds where I sit are $64 after fees. Same thing on SeatGeek. I mean, you know, it's much like the Duke games in basketball. They announced it before the season. Clemson game, it's going to cost you more. Like, and it's like you guys mentioned earlier, like everyone complained, I don't want to go until they play a good team. Even if tickets are only $7, well, guess what, you old whites? Now you got to fork out the cash because it's more expensive. You know, yeah, that's on you for not looking ahead.
That's how it goes. So, yeah, it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. Do something with your family. Leave the damn house. You know?
Yeah, I mean, for everybody listening to, if you want some tips to save money, I've never paid
to go
to an SU game. Yeah, that too. But I literally have never paid to go to one Syracuse game in my life. I parallel park. I find free on-street parking. I just walk to the dome.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know? That's kind of, don't you kind of have to do that? Well, I guess you can get in the lot,
Well, then you're paying for the lot too. And then if you park in a lot, you got to wait for everybody to get out of that lot. I park on the street. I'm home to Camillus in 20 minutes. It's a 20-minute drive to the dome. I'm home in 20 minutes.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, you know, you can bring in bottles of water sealed. They're free if you bring them in. Why would you spend $4.50 on a 20-ounce bottle of water? Like, if you know, stuff is not that expensive. Syracuse is far cheaper than any other school. I don't want to hear the complaints.
Yeah, they're a little bit cheaper than even around looking around the ACC. They're a little bit cheaper. So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to shopping.
No problem. I have noticed though this week, cause I've been keeping track of it, that ticket prices have gone up by like $5 on the secondary sites, which to me says that like demand is picking up. Dada. Yes, Harper. I'm right here. Say hi, boys.
She agrees.
She's like, get your damn tickets.
She's like, buy my $60 diapers for my dirty butt. I can't wait till she's potty trained.
You got a little bit, but yeah, that's the best.
You think inflation's bad with normal stuff? Have a little one. Oh my God,
I had two in diapers at the same time.
So. You know what? This is why China's beating us right now, because they believe in child labor. I need my kid to get a job.
Hey, look, man. I had my kid mowing lawns when he was 11. So, yeah. And then you just take some off. You skim it off the top, you know?
Yep. Gotta love it, man.
Taxes, buddy. Taxes. Got to teach him the way.
Taxes.
All right, Tony. Appreciate you, man.
Anytime. Good to hear from you, boys.
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Later.
You too. Later, man.
Later. All right. So that's it. You've got it. That's all I've got too. Because
that is good. It's just, I just, like I said, I mean, this is, it's a date night, right?
It's a date day. It's a date lunch.
But I'm saying the cost, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Let's just say you and your girl want to go to a damn dinner and a movie this day and age. Yeah. That's about how much that those tickets cost.
Twill. Yeah.
So
I mean, what he's saying $60, $120. That's a good dinner.
Oh yeah, that's a good dinner, but drinks. I mean, you go to the movies and some, you get a couple snacks. That's, you know, or you go do something. I mean, everything's expensive these days, right?
So. Yeah. So anyway,
it's Clemson. Well, it's Clemson.
It's Clemson. It's noon. Be rowdy. Be raucous. And you know, hopefully, I just hope that they prove us wrong, Joe, because we both went the same way, and I was wondering what you were going to do, but we both kind of went the same way. Hopefully they prove us wrong. Hope for the best. But
well, yeah, of course. We want to have
absolutely.
He's undefeated at UNC, so.
Absolutely, which would be awesome.
It would.
Make it worth the tickets. For Joe, I'm Sean. I'm out.
Peace.